Time now for some business news. On Mondays, we bring you news on technology. This is for those of you whose new computer or digital camera isn't quite working the way it should. In the past, you might have turned to a techie friend or an independent computer guy working out of his garage for help. But now some of the nation's biggest electronics retailers are getting into the act, providing in-home service for all things digital. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
25-year-old Fred Deichler is a self-described geek. With his short hair, black-rimmed glasses, white shirt, and skinny black tie, he looks the part.
All right, let's head out to my car. It's the bug with the logo on the side.
What does the logo say?
Says the Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad was founded in the mid-1990s by Robert Stevens. The college student rode his mountain bike to computer house calls around Minneapolis. 2 years ago, Best Buy bought the company and the name for an undisclosed sum. Today, thousands of squad members, called counterintelligence agents, work inside the stores. A smaller and more elite group, called double agents, work in the field.
All right, get the tie checked, check the watch. All right, let's ring the bell.
Double Agent Deichler's first house call on a recent morning is to set up the wireless internet on three PCs.
Hi. Hi, Jamie?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Agent Fred with the Geek Squad.
Deichler whips through the wireless installation on the first two computers, but when he gets to the third machine, he hits a snag.
Sometimes these older computers are a little more finicky than the newer ones are.
He heads out to his car to get more repair gear.
I have routers, hard drives, video cards, sound cards, surge protectors, software, USB cables, just about anything I would ever need aside from a motherboard.
The service isn't cheap. It's a flat fee of more than $200 to set up three wireless connections. A sampling of independent in-home service providers in Greater Seattle yielded hourly rates of $35 to $125, less than what Best Buy typically charges. Still, after watching Deichler work on her PC, Vanya Korniawati is pleased with the result.
I think it's a good thing that we call him, because I don't think I can do it by myself. Absolutely not.
A college student who's taken computer networking classes, she says she has tried to install computer gear in the past, but not this time. The employees at Best Buy, she says, all but told her she couldn't do it without their help.
They keep saying, like, how they're going to hack into your credit card and stuff like that, you know.
Best Buy isn't the only consumer electronics retailer that's jumped into the in-home service market. Circuit City calls its group the IQ Crew. CompUSA has agents as well. Colin McGranahan, a securities analyst at Sanford Bernstein, says consumer electronics have become increasingly complex and interconnected.
And I think there is latent demand for consumers to get some help to make it all work right. And, you know, for anyone who spent the majority of their Saturday trying to get their PC to work right, you know, the prices all of a sudden don't seem all that outrageous. Someone can come over and fix it.
The companies hope that by providing in-home service, consumers will buy more and pricier equipment. And they predict a decrease in the number of returned items from those who can't get their new gadgets to work. And while some independents may fear the corporate competition, many in Seattle say they aren't worried. We're technically superior to the corporate techies, they say. What's more, says one, with all the advertising for in-home service, they are helping to build a market for our business. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.